Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about I Am Woman, hear me? Uh-oh! Well, let's go! Yes, friends, hopefully you guys are doing well and are kicking ass. Unlike these women, they're doing bad. So bad, bad, bad. But guess what? Because they're women, they could do whatever the hell they want and they serve no consequences. They don't suffer them. Not one bit. But maybe it'll change in the future. One day, maybe. Well, look at this bitch. It says, female dance instructor, 23. Well, she should have a baby herself, but, you know, whatever, right? Is charged with sexually abusing underage students at her studio. You sure it wasn't a studio, but a sex dungeon? Yes, friends. She's not that great-looking bitch. She does have a bulbous Squidward nose, but, you know, she is young and fertile, so why shouldn't you fucking plug your hole up with your fucking semen? Oh, yeah, she does love touching children. But, yeah, if this chick was a dude, yes, they'll fucking get a chainsaw on this motherfucker. Yes, friends, because this bitch has a vagina, she'll get fucking all these cash and prizes. Yeah, they're not gonna do nothing to her in prison. She'll probably find another girlfriend in there. Fun times indeed. But yeah, you try to stick your dick in a fucking little kid's fucking butthole, and guess what? You're the one's gonna get fucked hard. But yes, we're not talking about male pedophiles, we're just talking about female bullshit. Yes, and I have a clip of a woman that did something very, very stupid, so let's roll that clip.
I, 28 female, made a joke with my husband, 29 male, and it's costing me my marriage with a man I truly love.
Yeah, well, first of all, we gotta unpack this first. Why are these bitches eating in the kitchen making me a fucking sandwich? You shouldn't be making no fucking podcasts or what the fuck you dumb bitches are doing. Yeah, you should be pregnant. You should be barefoot making me a sandwich. Not fucking talking fucking bullshit. But yes, to your fucking answer, yeah, that chick that fucking did that to your husband is a fucking idiot. Why the hell are you playing around with fucking shit like that? If you know your husband's the one that's making things go, why the hell are you fucking doing that? Oh yeah, because of feelings! And that's what happens when you listen to dumbass bitches with their feelings! Now you got fucked, now you're getting divorced. Enjoy!
Oh my gosh! The titles of these things are so dramatic.
Well, guess what? You fucking women are nothing but goddamn drama queens. You gotta be the center of attention. Yeah, you wanted all this fucking attention, huh? You're fucking bored, and now because of your stupidity, you're getting divorced. Enjoy.
They're intense. Wow. It goes on to say, I need help fixing it.
You broke this man's heart. Yes. Don't you know even the Bible says don't tempt your God? Don't test him? And that's what you did. He tempted your God, and you fucking got what you deserve. Yes, you shouldn't have tested him. Stupid women. I don't know. Why the fuck do they have to prove that men love them? Yeah, you put us to all these fucked up tests, and then you get the answer, and then you find out that he is not putting up your bullshit. Enjoy.
Okay, we're here to help. My husband and I have been married for 4 years now. I truly do love him with...
Yes, friends. Remember, you shouldn't go around hurting people that you actually truly love, because then you get shit like this. Yes, friends. It's so fucked up that us as humans, yes, that we always hurt the ones that we love. Why? I don't know. I guess because we're fucking stupid in our own right. Or maybe this is just female bullshit, right? Anyways, let's continue.
Everything I have. I can't see a life without him. I took some stupid advice from some of my girlfriends regarding a joke that they have done with their husbands or boyfriend.
Well, you gotta be very, very careful what you do. Because remember, friends, once you suck a dick, you can't unsuck a dick. So enjoy!
The joke is basically telling your partner that you want to break up or that you want a divorce.
Okay.
Yes, breaking up with somebody is fucked up and it sucks. It does hurt. But when it happens to you over and over again, it gets easier every time that it happens to you. Yeah, and once you reach to a certain point, that's when you become a dark lich. Like me. Yes, these fucking women, they think they could fucking break your heart. But what happens when your heart is already broken? How can you destroy something that's already been destroyed, right? Right? Anyways, let's continue.
Whoa. Okay, first of all, these friends are terrible.
Well, I never wanted to do it and thought it was cruel to do, especially to someone you love.
Yes, it is 100% cruel and fucked up to do this to someone that you love. But why do women do it? Maybe women are cruel and fucked up in their own right? That's an idea. I don't know. Am I right or wrong? I don't know. What do you guys think? You let me know. Anyways, let's continue.
But I was convinced after they kept pestering me about it, as I was the only one that hasn't done it yet out of the five of us.
Oh, okay. So if I'm the only one who hasn't smashed the fucking puppy's heads in, and fucking every one of my friends already fucking smashed the puppy's head in, gee, maybe I should do it too, huh? Huh? Yeah, monkey see, monkey do. Why the fuck are you gonna follow all these fucking people? If everybody does a fucking stupid shit like jumping off a cliff, are you gonna jump off too? Just because everyone else has done it? Yeah, look what happened, sweetheart. You jump off the cliff, and now you landed on the fucking rocks, and now you're broken. Enjoy!
They further convinced me about it when they told me the reactions their partner had afterwards. Stupidly, I did it last week, and my husband's reaction wasn't what I thought it would be.
Yes, that's what you get for being fucking stupid, listening to those stupid ass fucking cunting whores. Yeah, they're still married with their fucking simp ass fucking other half, or whatever you want to call those faggots, and now you're alone, fucking broken and crying, and now your husband is gonzo. That's what you get for being fucking stupid. You enjoy the bed that you made. Ha ha! Enjoy!
I honestly thought that he would try and talk to me, or beg, or make suggestions like my friend's partners had done. But he didn't. We had dinner and we were watching a movie when I told him, I'm not happy anymore, and I think we should get a divorce.
Uh-oh. It looks like this bitch fucking already rolled the dice. Yes, you already did it. Now let's see what happens, sweetheart. Yeah, you think your fucking husband's gonna simp? Or is he gonna fucking nut up and he's gonna be telling you, fuck you? Let's find out, shall we?
He looked at me for a couple of seconds, and I swear, it looked like something broke in his eyes.
Yes, I know what that is. It's when you suddenly realize that you can't fix this. There is no hope. The best thing to do is just to walk away. Yeah, I've done that before. With a fucking chick. Yeah, when they start telling you all this fucking bullshit, and just like, poof. It's like you're in this fucking storm of fucking bullshit. It's fucking raining fucking death and fucking destruction. But poof, it just fucking suddenly breaks up. And you suddenly see the fucking clear, the clarity. You're like, what the fuck am I doing? Why am I going through this shit? I just need to go. There is no hope. Yes, that's what happened to your husband. He saw there was no salvaging this thing. There is no reconciliation. Time to go. Yes, and it hurts. It really fucking hurts because I'm sure this guy loved this fucking chick with his heart and soul. And his wiener. And what happened? This bitch just fucking ripped out his fucking heart out of his fucking chest. Through his asshole. And then this chick thought it was going to be all fucking right as rain. You're fucking stupid, woman. Yes, women are so, so fucking stupid. They destroy everything. And they think because of power of vagina, that's going to fix everything. Well, did it? Did it? No. Enjoy.
He got up, walked to our bedroom, and within 10 minutes came out with a bag and walked out of the house without saying a word to me.
Yes, everything that's been said, it's been done. There's no more to say. How can you reconciliate from this shit? She told you that she wants a divorce. What can you do? Yeah, they say you gotta believe all women no matter what. So you gotta follow that logic. This chick doesn't want to be with you. You can't force her. Physically, you could fucking lock her up and do all kinds of shit. But you know, you'll go to jail for doing stuff like that, because that's technically kidnapping, even though this bitch is supposed to be your wife. But no, if she doesn't want to be with you, then so be it. Go away. Leave me alone. Go find your happiness with some other guy. And I'll go stay in the corner here fucking nursing my wounds that you fucking left me. Goodbye.
I tried to stop him, especially after seeing him with his bag packed, and I told him it was just a joke and I didn't mean it. But he basically just brushed me off and walked out.
Oh, these chicks are feeling sorry for this fucking bitch. She was the one that initiated this fucking shit. She was the one that told this dude that she wasn't happy and she wanted a divorce. So what the fuck can this guy do? Yeah, there's no fucking point in fucking arguing, pleading, or fucking reasoning with these women. If they tell you shit, you gotta fucking just do it. Yeah, because then they fucking say, oh no, this guy's a monster. He's trying to control her. So yeah, just walk away. Yeah, and it's a good thing this dude's just making it anticlimactic. Because that's what women want, is fucking drama. Yeah, you take that shit away from them. Don't let them have their fucking drama moment. Fuck you, bitch. You broke this guy's heart, and you got what you deserve, so fuck you. Anyways, let's continue.
I've tried to get a hold of him. Messages, calls, emails, video chats, but he isn't answering me at all.
Yeah, why is he gonna answer you? It's everything's been said and done. He told him to fuck off. You want a divorce. So in his mind, it's over, so he's gonna be doing that shit. He's probably doing it just to make you happy. In his mind, he's thinking that he'd rather leave because you're not happy with him. So he's trying to give you your freedom. And that's not what you want, huh? You want him in your fucking life, but you pushed him away. So that's what you get for being stupid and listening to your friends. Yeah, women make other women single. Enjoy.
I talked to his friends, but none of them want to tell me where he is, when, and if they even answer me.
Oh, those are some good friends. Yeah, I could usually have that one or two friends that'll fucking stab you in the back and fucking rat you out to this fucking bitch. Oh, he's over here. Go get him. You're a fucking asshole. This bitch ripped out my fucking heart out of my fucking chest. And you want me to talk to this bitch? Oh, some friend you are, dickhead. But whatever. Let's continue.
...to his work, but they refused me entry into the building. I've tried...
Ooh, it looks like the power of vagina is not opening doors anymore, is it, lady? you should thank your friends for doing this to you, you stupid bitch. Enjoy!
...at his parents, but they don't want to get involved as well as with his siblings. The only messages I got back were from his sister, telling me, joke or not, I fucked up.
Well, yeah, at least the sister told you something. If you're paying attention, she said that you fucked up. That means that this guy's fucking heart is fucking broken to a million pieces, and he's trying to make you happy. Oh, yes. You got what you wanted, but it turned out it wasn't really what you wanted. Well, that's what you get for fucking listening to the fucking female hive mind. You got this bullshit right in your fucking lap. You got fucked, and it's not the way you want to get fucked, is it, lady? Enjoy!
I've sent so many messages about it being a joke, and even sent screenshots of my conversations with my girlfriends about the joke as a proof that it was a joke, and that I'm not backtracking all of a sudden, but nothing.
Oh, maybe this guy's really, really, really fucking pissed off at you for throwing away 4 years of your life, not including the dating and all that other shit. Yes, you threw away your life for fucking bullshit that your fucking friend said. Yes, wrap your mind on that shit. You threw away your happiness because of fucking bullshit, because you listen to your fucking friends. Next time, lady, don't listen to these stupid bitches, because they will leave you fucking single. Yes, now you're single. Are they single? No. Oh, yes. What are you going to do to your friends after you're single and they are not? Were they be friends? Were they fucking do something really fucked up to each other? Who knows? We will never know. You got what you deserve, lady, so enjoy.
My friends didn't have any real advice and told me to just give him time and that he will get over it.
Oh yeah, he's getting over it by divorcing you. Enjoy!
Everything came down on me yesterday when I was served with actual divorce papers.
Oh my God.
No, you stupid bitch. God has nothing to do with this. This is all you. Yes, you fuck around and you found out. You were playing with this guy's fucking feelings because your fucking girlfriends was telling you all this stupid ass fucking advice. And look what happened. Now you're divorced. Now you're single. Now you're gonna be running around getting your holes filled. But guess what? You're not gonna fill that hole in your heart. Stupid. Enjoy.
It felt like someone slapped me in the face and hit me and continued to hit me. I was and still am in so much pain. I frantically tried to get a hold of him, but all I got back was he has nothing to say and that I should talk to his lawyer.
You got what you deserve, you stupid ass bitch. Your future's gonna be fucked up. Yes, this is gonna be you. You're gonna fuck a nigger and you're gonna get pregnant and have your little fucking half-breed mud baby. That's what you get for being fucking stupid. Either you're gonna be a single mom or you're gonna be alone with your fucking cats and your boxed wine, you dumb bitch. That's what you get for being fucking stupid. Enjoy.
How can I get the man I love back? I don't want to lose him. I made a stupid joke, I know that now, and it's breaking my world apart.
Sorry, sweetheart. Most likely you lost this guy forever and ever. Yeah, once you do something fucked up to a guy, the guy's gonna fucking say no, never. All yes, I've done that to quite a few lady, women. They've done something so fucking hideous to me that I'll never ever talk about. And we'll talk to them ever again. Isn't that right, Ruth? So yeah, fuck you, you stupid bitch. You did something really, really foul. Yes, I hope one day you'll burn in hell for what you did to me, so but that's what I get for being fucking stupid. Yes, that's why you let women inside your mind and heart. Because then they pollute it, and they fuck your shit up. And then you turn into a weirdo like me. But that's okay, friends. You gotta level up and become stronger. Don't let these fucking women treat you like shit and hold you down. Because it'll just be an anchor and you're just gonna drown, drown, drown. Don't drown, friend. Yes, you gotta fucking survive. Because the war is right around the corner. And we're gonna need you. I'm gonna need you. Yes, how can we fucking take women's rights away if you're dead? So don't die on me, friends. Remember, you are loved. I do love you. Yes, us as men, we gotta care for each other. And don't treat people like at least us as fucking shit. Yes, we are supposed to be brothers. Kindred spirits. Because if everyone treats us like shit and we treat each other like shit, we're not better than these fucking stupid women. Well, are we? Something to think about, friends. So, you be awesome, keep your dick swinging, and let's take women's rights together! Let's do this! Yay! And I'll talk to you guys later. Goodbye.
Hello, ma'am. Usually I assault people who even kind of look at me weird, but your legs make my brain go awooga. Would you like to
I am asexual, but god damn!
Are you by any chance in need of a me-shaped chair?
Yoga is the yoga.
If it was between America and them thighs, I'd commit a second Pearl Harbor. Know what I'm saying, babe?
Oh! I really wish I could be in the game again. It was a lovely time. Good heavens.
I like yelling!
Oh. Your legs don't scare me.
I am a lesbian. Are you?
No.
Your legs do not work on me, for I am homosexual. The language could not seduce me, husband. I have won. I am so proud of you, Zangief 1. Thank you, Zangief Altskin 9. Shall we celebrate with the Battle of Tongue? Duh.